USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The man accused of killing one person and injuring four others in a Midtown Atlanta hospital shooting spree is still on the run. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens.
You see the individual that you have seen his face, you've seen his photo and his clothing. Please do not approach, but do call 911.
24-year-old Deion Patterson is wanted in connection with that shooting in the waiting room at the hospital where he may have been to undergo a mental evaluation. Police believe Patterson carjacked a vehicle and fled the area. That car has been found abandoned. Interest rates are going up again. The Federal Reserve has announced they're raising rates a quarter of a percentage point for the 10th rate hike in a row.
We've raised interest rates by a total of 5 percentage points in order to attain a stance of monetary policy that is sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2% over time.
That's Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Recent reports show inflation is cooling, but it's still not near the Fed's target rate of 2%. They are unlikely allies in Congress, but Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is teaming up with Republican Matt Gaetz to try and stop members of Congress from being able to trade stocks. The pair introduced legislation called the Bipartisan Restoring Faith in Government Act. It would ban members of Congress and their spouses from trading stocks. It's the nightmare date. That's what some congressional Republicans are calling next week's end of Title 42. The public health rule has been used to expedite deportations at the southern border.
What is currently a flood of humanity coming across the border is getting ready to become a tsunami.
Senator John Cornyn of Texas said sending troops to the border is just a symbolic move that will do nothing to stop the flow of illegal immigrants. And New York has become the first state to ban gas stoves. A new law will outlaw natural gas and other fossil fuels in new buildings, including gas stoves and furnaces and propane heating. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Senator Ted Cruz says President Biden is partly to blame for last week's deadly shooting north of Houston, where a man in the U.S. illegally killed five of his neighbors.
Because under Joe Biden's open border policy, ICE is prevented from deporting dangerous illegal immigrants.
The accused gunman, Francisco Oropeza, had been deported four times before. Each time he was able to sneak back across the border into the U.S. He was caught last night after a days-long manhunt. The wife of that man who killed five of his neighbors north of Houston has been arrested. Diva Mara Lamar Nava was taken into custody today, accused of hiding Francisco Oropeza in the home where he was arrested last night. Nava denies ever knowing Oropeza's whereabouts while he was on the run or hiding him in that home. Competing with China is the focus of Senate Democrats. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says they're preparing a package of bills to make sure the U.S. stays in the lead over China.
Time's not on our side. The Xi regime is working every day to catch up and surpass the United States.
Lawmakers want to limit the flow of advanced technology to China, deter Beijing from initiating a conflict with Taiwan, and tighten rules to block U.S. capital from going to Chinese companies. It's the end of the road for weight loss company Jenny Craig. The company emailed its employees today saying they're shutting down because they can't secure any additional financing or find a buyer. Jenny Craig has been in business for 40 years. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.